Sure.
Well, it was actually pre-Polynesian culture, right? Probably. Like, Silurian.
But, you know, Polynesian cultures.
Sure, probably one or two.
Okay. Actually, I'm probably trying to find some. I'm probably going to be blacked out.
So you want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like one of your archaeologists, you know, buddy.
Probably a former student.
Well, whatever. And one of those hairy college professors, you know.
Yeah.
You look at him and go, ah, I don't
know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, but you are. Oh, wait. I used to be.
Now
I run the museum.
Yeah.
Marcus. Yeah, that's what I am. You're Marcus? I'm Marcus. But with an Indian, it has like different kind of flavor. Well, I'll talk to them about ancient Polynesia, that idol that I went through so much trouble to get, and it's gone now.
It belongs to the museum?
No, the idol, that's true. Yeah.
You remember anything about that culture?
Yeah, I've been using consultants for that. You know, you did hear that, because that was definitely something pretty Polynesia, which, you know, there is no real any archaeologist doing that. So he was thinking that
spelling it.
So he did. Notice, you heard that from one of the other museums. How many museums are there in the United States? Not that many, actually. Wow. So let's say the museum in Honolulu.
Oh,
that, you know, they had a break-in in one of their, like, pre-Polynesian artifacts and stuff.
I find it likely that if you guys have any pre-Polynesian artifacts, it was probably stolen last night. And this student probably shot it and ended up getting kidnapped as a result.
Wow, that would be most horrible. Have to check.
Maybe the student is the pre-Polynesian artifacts.
Come to life.
That'd be kind of scary.
That's the only link I can make if it was the same person that did it.
Mm-hmm.
Which looks likely just based on physical evidence.
Okay. So let's see. Unless you want to do something, we can go to Rad.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
So let's see, Rad.
I'll stop by because I'm on campus. I'll stop by Rad.
You mean Professor Jones?
Professor Jones.
Dr. Jones.
Hi, Dr. Jones.
Hey, aren't you Dr. Jones? Oh,
wait. Both Dr. Jones.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah?
Hey.
I just happen to be in the area.
Okay.
I'll say hi.
Say hi.
Bye.
So, you know, you do hear that one of the students, like, was abducted, one of your students, in one of your mini classes.
Yeah.
One of your lecture classes. You know,
yes,
whatever, one of 100. Like, there are plenty more.
Yeah. Was he particularly bright, or?
Ooh, okay. I guess he was. Oh, yeah, he's pretty bright. One of the brightest students in the class. Oh, well.
Gotta look into that sometime. Oh, well, I gotta do the hiring first.
Yep, so who do you want to hire? So you have a budget. Your budget allocates for two.
I puke over his shoulder and offer the suggestions I did earlier.
What, Smith and...
Smith and Burroughs.
Burroughs? I'm thinking either Smith and Burroughs or Smith and Hubbard.
I'm thinking Smith and Clark.
Because cooperation, I mean, you know, it's sort of important, but not as important as scientists or medicine.
Don't go with Hubbard.
Don't.
Smith has the scientist covered, so, and probably Hubbard.
No, not Hubbard. No.
Do you know this guy? By any chance?
He'll be converting you to Scientology before you know it.
What the hell are you talking about?
Sorry. Stupid.
Hey, but Battlefield Earth, man. Great movie.
Yeah. Okay, that's one more reason not to hire.
So, what does Holly say?
So, Holly, let's see, she thinks...
Picks the cute one.
They're scientists.
So were you.
That's true.
She does. She likes Smith.
Smith is pretty good, yeah.
And she likes Hubbard.
Hubbard, huh?
No, not Hubbard.
Because he's smart. He's like the highest intelligence probably.
Yeah.
Smith?
You think he's probably, you know, pretty smart.
Smith probably has the highest scientist.
It's easily But she doesn't say it.
Well, Smith and Hubbard, huh? It actually sounds pretty good. Cooperation.
Looks like a cop show.
Smith and Hubbard.
So,
although Burroughs is not that. What does she think of Burroughs? Too bland.
Yeah.
We need some creative thinking.
He's okay. But, there's something about his personality that doesn't
too bland.
Match with her.
Oh, okay. Well, so you think Smith and Hubbard?
Uh-huh.
That was my second choice. Smith and Hubbard, huh?
Wait, Smith is...
Smith is definite. Yeah, because he's got, like, mid-height or everything. Hubbard is... cooperation is... Yeah. So she thinks she can handle him?
She didn't say that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to do most of the talking, right?
I am.
You know, you are a senior scientist. She's not as good as you.
She's not?
No, she's only got eight scientists, seven.
Yeah. But she's the head of her side, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a joint venture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Smith and Hubbard. Fine. That sounds good to me. Ever heard of Scientology?
No.
When I talked to her, I said, I have this great idea about a movie. Wait, 80 what? 86?
86?
Back to Earth. It's really nice. Yeah.
I think he's writing Dianetics at about this point.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I asked him where he's working out.
Keep him too busy to write Dianetics.
You know? I mean?
He did say he does write on the side.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's working on, you know. He published a few books.
I heard of him? Is it actually the same cover?
No.
Okay. Wait, so...
But he has published three.
I can't actually... You're saying I couldn't tell if Bradbury is closer to minus one or nine? For them? Minus one, I should be able to tell, right? Pretty obviously. If something like this. Minus one. Pretty big range. Minus one and
three
nine.
Three is probably too big, but, you know, something like that.
If he's a minus one, why would he come for an interview? Initial screen, take him out right away.
Show up late.
It's unlikely to be in the negative one.
Okay. Okay.
It might only just be like two.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, they're unlikely to be less than five.
Yeah. I assume, you know, they're applying for this job.
Uh-huh.
All right, so that's it. Okay, well.
Okay, so you'll hire them both?
Yeah.
Smith and Hubbard?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll make it more interesting, I'm assuming, but, you know.
Okay. Okay, so, you know, you start...
Pay attention to, like, side project that I work on. In case something turns out bad, like, you know, evil robots come out of the lab. I want to know about those things.
Okay. So you get your team together, and then you get some grad students and stuff.
I don't recognize them, right? Like...
the refugees or the scientists? Not the scientists. Not really. You've heard of a couple of them. I mean, you've recognized them all, but no, you don't recognize them. You've never actually met them.
Wait a minute.
You look familiar.
Yeah. Put you in a different body. Yes! That's you.
Body, different mind.
Aha! Aha!
Try to fool me.
Yes.
But,
I like it, although I have to time this stuff, so. Should we know this one?
I'll see if I can find out about the student that's missing. So I know this guy, right? He's a grad student?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, he's one of the... Well, no, he's not fresh. He's a...
He's a very gifted undergrad.
Yeah.
Is he working on any projects?
So he's actually just taking your classes above it.
Is he working on any projects? Anything suspicious? I check. I go ask his...
Okay, make a charisma roll, I guess. Now your charisma is 7? Okay. Well, his roommate did say he was working on some. To tell you that.
I should know what the class project is working on, right?
Yeah, but the guy class project is well, your class project is like you know whatever.
But nothing related to whatever's happening.
Not you don't think so? Because it's more of a research type thing. But you know that Jay, well, his roommate says that Jay was a. Doing some sort of late night project thing by himself. Well, not by himself. He said, yeah, he was beating
late
a group of people.
Thing.
Yeah, he was pretty excited about it. You know, some sort of a, I don't know, some sort of secret project. He said, secret project. That he wanted to surprise people.
Is he working on this by himself?
No, he was working with some of the people. So they'll have him at
him.
No. Apparently there was a girl, though.
Oh. Mention a name at all? First name?
God. Let's call her Janet.
Janet, huh?
All NPCs in this adventure will start with J.
Janet. Is there any Janet in my classes?
No.
So, this guy, I want to see you. I want to see what kind of clubs he's in.
Okay.
Same, you know, find a link to Janet.
Yeah. I guess there's a physics club, there's the role-playing.
Role-playing. Very interesting.
Yeah, you know, he does do, like, the whatever.
The Campus Adventures Club?
Yeah.
For Campus Adventures Club? Yeah, BCAC, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is before
86.
No, like the medieval stuff.
Medieval
SDA.
Stuff. Oh. Is it?
86? Yeah. It's 86, which is Berkeley, I think.
Really? I thought the SDA was
yeah, it might have been. Actually, yeah, it's probably started in Berkeley, but it hasn't spread that far.
It didn't start in Berkeley, right?
Yeah.
It did?
And.
So he's in the physics club, the
So he's also in, like, the.
Yeah.
I
should make myself some sort of spiffy bow. I don't have I only have a normal bow.
Yeah, you can make
a what?
Full speed. Okay.
A laptop is in the cooperating
area. Okay,
yeah, that's strange.
The one to your video.
What happens to your video? No, there's no video. This is just audio.
The video, my laptop isn't cooperating.
The laptop is what?
He's not cooperating.
Yeah, okay. Well, audio's getting that.
Because this is from another computer he's using. He's using, like...
My laptop's the only thing... Got it. You understand?
Yeah. Okay.
So those are three clubs?
So what three clubs did I say?
Physics, role-playing,
physics, role-playing,
and,
no. The other one is like horror mystery.
Horror mystery?
Yeah.
Like a writing club?
More like reading club. Yeah, it's a reading club. So they do like science fiction, fantasy, horror.
Huh. Okay, I'll check those out. Physics club I should know about, right? Maybe.
I've probably heard of it. You probably heard of it, you know. Geeks.
Ahoy. Club.
Stoked.
When I wish I never did that kind of crap.
Okay, so...
I'll check them out.
Okay. You...
See if there's a woman named Janet in any of them. If there is, she knows Jay.
Okay.
It's gonna be like a listing of.
Oh, okay. You can look at the listing. Yeah. So when you look at the listings, there is no 14 one.
Janet.
No, there's no. There are no Janets.
Really?
Three of plus.
Well, I'll talk to them anyway to see if they know Jay and if they know what he's doing. If they all know
right.
Janet.
Okay. So make a charisma. Okay, so so when you're talking to, like, in the, the horror reader, the reading club, a couple of the girls, seem to recognize. Well, they know him. They all know him.
Okay,
right. He's
a vice president.
And you can tell they know Janet, but they say they don't.
Tell
when
me.
When you mention, do you know any Janet people have this thing? They seem to be a little something. They seem to be like, their eyes get a little bigger.
Well, okay. I'll try to like corner one after I talk to them as a group. See if I can answer 1, 2, 3. Maybe this one. They're all amazing. They're all amazing in front of other people. Just go. So come on. Look, I know you know. Just tell me. This is important. They want him to die, do you?
Go ahead and
intimidation. It's not intimidation. It's
interrogation.
It's more interrogation.
All right, make an interrogation roll.
Oh man. Yeah, 12. So it's the same as charisma, right?
Yeah.
All right.
It's just rougher.
It's okay. We like it rough.
Okay, so you interrogate her, what would she do?
You
and you think,
right?
Well, let's see, what would she do? You think she is about to break,
but
she yelled out for help.
Okay, I'm just talking to her.
My favorite.
To her.
And then some people come, and, you get it all straightened out, but then she leaves.
Okay, fine.
She gives you a funny look.
Funny how?
Funny threatening or funny how?
Yeah, funny how.
More like funny threatening.
Huh. Very interesting. You know what?
How about a holy speed bow of distance?
Sure, sounds good. Okay, so you say that the women in the car know about Janet? Just the women? Or everyone?
Huh?
So it's
holy does 2d6 extra damage
like
against
a side club
evil.
In this little club, right? Like they're practicing witchcraft on the side, right?
Speed is one extra attack, and distance is double
the
range.
Standard plot.
Standard plot.
I'm thinking
with kind of holy
follow
level
one or something. Find out what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
There isn't any sort of specific undead.
I like the news.
A bow of disruption makes sense.
No, it doesn't. Bow of disruption? You can hit him with it. Die, die!
That's the piece of this character.
Dave.
Online.
Yeah, do you have your character on online that you're looking at?
I can get it.
Okay.
I had it on the other computer.
You've got character points to spend.
He doesn't have
yeah.
Spend them wisely. Or save them to, you know,
well,
beat
the,
people up with.
He doesn't have a strike. He might, you guys don't want to help him with it, but that's true. But he's only got 83. Well, you can just tell
yeah,
us
I got
how
a lot left for
you guys, if you recall.
What was that?
I got a lot left than you guys,
if
you recall.
Yeah, because you spent so many.
Yeah. Saving your life, undoubtedly.
Not mine.
Aren't you the norm?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the mundane.
Wait, you know, he's also the new guy.
Are you sure you're not going to start calling me the Muggle pretty soon now?
Oh, there you go.
The Muggle.
Nice.
Oh, I got Peter Pan in front of me.
How much did you say you had? 83?
83, I got it. I see it.
All right.
What the heck was I saying I was going to do with it?
I don't know.
Figure out what you want to spend it. Figure out what you want to increase, and we'll tell you how much it'll cost.
You want a better sword.
I want the sword I designed.
So, okay, I'll try to find out what's going on. I'll call like one of them, and maybe they'll like get together and talk at night. Like, what are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do? That's what they always do.
Okay, we'll go to let's see. See if we can figure out what Dave wants to increase. This character is here. So you guys can suggest something to them. And then let me think what I do with Dave. Okay.
Nothing I do with strength will increase the damage I do with the sword, right? Because it's the sword's damage.
Not really. If you want to do it, increase your like weaponry so you can...
feels it better?
Yeah. That indirectly affects how much damage you do. Because if you have high weaponry, then you can do like critical attacks easier.
But
your strength is higher than the weapon strength, your weapon is better.
Mm-hmm. But his strength is only like, what, 5 and his weapon is 12.
Yeah.
It'll take him a long time.
In that case, yeah.
What do I got up in? Oh, that must be persuasion.
So what do you think? So, what
is it? Increase your weaponry. Or acrobatics.
True. That would increase his dodge. I might want to increase his flight. His flight's kind of 9.
Yeah.
Acrobatics
is only good when I can actually block. When I run out of, I can only block so many people.
Yeah.
It's
true.
So increasing body would improve the way I can take hits.
Yeah.
What are you guys' bodies at?
I'm 7 body.
You just like the normal.
Mundane.
You're like a muggle.
You mean a muggle or equal?
my body. I think that's what I was going to do at ThunderCon. They told me I couldn't.
Could be.
Yeah, you do look buffer than before.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so increase my body, I guess, to 8. Will that actually benefit me? I forget the silly rule.
Yeah.
What actually helps, what doesn't help you?
Body always helps.
Yeah.
And that row is actually really hard to raise, right?
No, not particularly. 7, 2, 8, that's 12 points.
That's it? 12 points?
Yeah.
Alright.
So you can increase up to 5 levels.
Alright.
You can increase other things. You can get something else. You can,
Well, my strength is really weak. Heck. You can strength the body, I guess.
Well, if you don't use your strength to attack, it doesn't matter. Right?
Well, that's true. Won't affect my attack. But it's still a 5, it's kind of pathetic.
Why?
For a human? No.
Not really. I mean...
It's not a human, though.
You're not human?
A little bit. What are you going to use your strength for?
Unless you're lifting, Alex.
Fine.
My strength is 6.
3. Street body 3, street acrobat. I don't know, 3 also.
Well, let's see. Body.
Figure twice as fine as 8.
7 to 10 is 24 points.
5.
And, you want to increase your acrobatics? 1 point?
That's like 10 also.
7 to 10. Did I do body right?
I got it.
Yeah, I think I did one level less. 7 to 10 is 48. So you won't be able to increase acrobatics that much. Okay, so actually body 7 to 10 is 48 points.
Yeah, 48 and 48. Yeah.
How about acrobatics? Is that going to be if one better is always better?
Yeah.
Or do you have to go up in? Okay.
For you, yes. Yes, because it doesn't replace.
What's the cost? 7 and 9.
Let's see. 14 plus 14. 28 points. 7 and 9.
All right, I can do those.
Okay.
Alright.
I expect
to update the
webpage
right now.
Nope. I have this sheet here you can see. Look at it. If you had a camera.
What'd that leave me with AC?
7.
That's 7?
That's funny.
Alright. That was fine. Let me get this freaking 0 point.
Call
that.
Think time. 4. What?
Oh.
No. Anyway. Societal already left?
Yep.
Yeah.
You also have dinner with Shannon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I presume Shannon's wife was her name. Kimberly. God, no. I didn't mean anything by it. I just forgot her name.
I think you didn't say what's her face.
So, don't care.
Alright, so
you're going to do that.
Yep.
I should try to say Peter.
What's exactly going on right now?
Nothing that you know about.
Oh, okay.
Let me think. Oh, Okay, so Peter, you usually hang around headquarters or your boat?
Usually my boat's up to the meeting.
Okay.
I thought you hang out in the armory a lot.
No, that's okay. Cool.
I do keep a wristband on me.
All right.
What would you have to
ask? Just in case anybody needs to get a hold of me.
That's true. Keep thinking.
Okay. So, after one of your meetings, one of the team meetings, you go back to your boat, and you go to your room, whatever. And on your bed is a
dead woman.
What?
A naked what?
No, it's a
horse head.
No, it's a hook.
Hook?
Yeah.
Do I recognize this particular hook?
No, it's actually new.
And what?
That's not really new, but it's you know,
shiny.
All hooks more or less look the same.
Yep.
Well, I think it's the type of hook that attracts the one hand.
Yes, it is that kind of hook. So you call out, see if anybody's listening?
I think that would be the Hive organization.
I believe nobody's listening on the other end at this moment.
Was that Hive or was that Lex?
It's one of the Hive ones.
Oh, I didn't find
it.
You could. Okay, I have one of them with that.
And I gotta start marking people.
I'm normal.
Bro, you're loud. That's true.
Eric answers.
Eric is actually.
Well, Eric does.
Hey,
I need one of you smart guys with investigative skills to come over to my boat.
Oh, it's sinking.
Just plug the hole.
Use your finger.
Okay.
You can talk again.
There. Yeah, I'll come over. That's a nice
hook. So sort of a old but
looking for trade
well maintained.
Well oiled.
Does it have to be ancient Polynesian or half strange?
No.
Does leather have to be? Okay.
On the point of the hook,
no, let's
do the leather.
Let's not tie it every step.
My long standing problem with the man named Hook.
I thought he was dead.
I thought you and my
great-great-grandfather
killed
him a long time ago. I
thought
that was a myth.
Myth.
I've
been there.
Who?
His replacement's still alive.
Oh.
Hook's replacement?
Me? Hook's replacement of his daughter.
Sister, remember Brad, you were there?
Jasmine. Or something like Jasmine? Yeah.
I thought Jasmine was his daughter.
Sister.
Sister, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. You filmed Hook, I think, before the campaign started. Last campaign. And then Jasmine. But Jasmine never actually became Hook. I mean, she was always Terminator.
Oh. Okay.
So.
She was kind of Terminator.
So, no. I mean, you haven't, you know.
Maybe.
You haven't seen Jasmine in a long time.
Jasmine?
Can
I ask around the marina, did anybody see anybody come get on my boat earlier?
Make a roll.
I can do that.
Okay. No one can even see him.
You were doubles, huh?
Wow, double. Nine.
Okay.
With the doubles?
No, sad.
We're just kidding.
No, they meant double. Nine.
Oh. Hmm. Anybody have seen this person? Nope, nobody saw anything. I mean, the marina is not, you know, all that well populated.
Getting Magnum TIs on now. Hawaii is very popular right now.
Yeah, that's true. So,
I thought Magnum was like a house.
Yeah, did he live in that mansion? What's his name?
Yeah, I don't think he used a boat, did he? I don't know, didn't watch the show.
Miami Vice, that was a boat.
Yeah, he did have a boat there.
He lived on that boat.
That alligator, too.
The alligator,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That crocodile, that was an alligator there. Alright, well, any evidence around the old hook?
Why don't you two make a roll?
Sure.
Detective.
13 plus my detective 10, 23.
You do get a set of fingerprints.
Okay.
Hey, can you my charisma useful in that last roll I made, Kev?
Yeah.
I do have a 5 charisma.
It's true. I do know this. I took that into account. Yeah.
You figured it in, okay.
Uh-huh. So, Riff gets a set of fingerprints, well, you know, like a fingerprint.
I get a thumbprint.
Off of, like, you know, the hook, somehow.
Wait, did you handle this before I got here? Damn you!
About the only thing we can do, really, is go down to the police station and see if they can run these prints.
Get up to 30.
How much is that?
Can we take a picture of this and send it to Batman's
computer?
300.
I just save it up.
Yeah, we can do that too. Let's use the local police and see if he's in any thing, local databases. I doubt we're going to get anything from it.
Send another con, you'd be close.
Oh, well, I mean, you do get more experience than everybody else. On average. Slightly more.
Go check it out.
So you want to run the fingerprints?
Yeah.
Well, they don't really have a really fingerprint database. So this is all done manually. So it'll take them a few days.
Yeah.
To see.
Have fun. I know it's tough work.
Batman.
Even you guys don't have a, you know, crime computer.
Yeah, we need a crime computer.
We're lame.
Get to work.
Crime computer.
Okay.
Good guy.
I know. Can we buy a
weapon
of
Batman? Let me
know. Use crime computer?
Yeah.
Crime
brings back to heaven.
Or Peter from LexCorp.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure Brainiac can build a good one.
And then you go back to your case.
I gotta go away for a second.
Okay.
I'll tell you when I'm back.
Alright, so don't. Alright, so you're fighting the two robots. And
they're gonna start fighting back.
It's their turn.
Stupid robots.
So let's see if I roll high again. Because I need 20. Okay. Your turn.
I hit one of them.
Alright. Take this.
Oh, yeah. 14.
It's got a dex of 11, so you need 11 to hit it. No, 10 to hit it. So, 4, 16, body 14, you do 2 points.
Oof.
Slightly hurt. They both attack you. Meanwhile, the ship is moving.
Towards Earth or away from Earth?
No, I'm not towards Earth. It's moving away from you. From your little 3-5.
Oh, okay.
You know, as if it's trying to get some range.
Oh, great. I'll drift with the ship as I fight.
Okay.
I'll just land on it.
There's not enough gravity to actually keep you there.
I guess that's true.
So the problem is if you move, it'll take in one of your actions.
No.
So then you'll only be able to dodge one of them.
Damn it.
They can't hit you, man.
Anyways, this round they attack you. 4 plus 9. Nope.
4.
Roll a little higher. So, what do you want to do?
They can't hit you.
You'll take a whole civilization. Nothing.
If I can take out one of the robots, I can fight the other robot and move.
Yep. Take him out. Devastating.
What's their dex? 11?
Yep.
Critical.
I don't have an idea of what their strength is, right?
Nope.
Critical.
The one did hit you. It's a strength 12.
Strength 12.
And body 14.
Critical and plasma.
11, 12, 14. So they need to roll 12 to hit me?
Yes.
To do zero damage.
Right.
Okay. Then I will keep up with the ship and dodge one of them.
Okay.
And I'll...
Well, you keep up with the ship and dodge.
Hit one. Because that accomplishes nothing.
Well, I talk to them, I guess, but they're not listening.
Yep. So. These aren't quite as understanding as the other one.
So.
They're red now.
Okay. So attack.
11.
11, you do nothing. I give you 12 to 0.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one attacks you, it needs a 20. 16. Nope. And the other one attacks you, it needs an 11.
Wait, that's the second one.
Oh, you're second.
Because he gets a higher, right?
That's true. Okay. Yeah. In which case the first one hit you? Because it needed a 12. Did 4 points.
Okay.
And it's a bonus.
Okay. Yeah. And then I hit him.
Bye.
Oh, bye bye robot. 18 and 14.
Okay.
32.
32 should take it out. Okay.
I rolled a 32.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so let me see what they do. Nothing yet. Okay, so your roll doesn't hit you.
So now I can dodge him
mm-hmm.
and keep up with the ship. Okay.
Now. Okay, your turn.
15. That'll do some damage.
So you do 3. Alright, so try to hit you. Okay.
Double 2. And 16, that's 20.
Okay. Okay. It misses you.
Okay.
Keep going.
16.
It's staggered, but it's still effective. Okay, missed.
15.
Uh-oh. It looks really bad. Yes. Okay.
1. Nothing.
Aha! Okay.
12. Nothing.
That's true. And then I'll try to hit you.
I think I need a...
13.
13.
Do 1.
Right.
Okay, you missed.
10.
Roll doubles. 17. Nope.
13.
Okay. Oh, it's almost there. Nope. Damn.
11. Nope.
Come on. 20.
Nope.
Last at you. 12. Hey, plus. 15, 27.
Ouch.
It does 7 points.
Nope.
Aha! At you now. 14 missed.
I'm back.
Okay. Yep.
Anything yet?
Yeah, I had a good
time. Nope, not yet. Missed.
Nope.
Missed.
Nope.
Missed.
Nope.
Nope. Oh, Donald's fighting something. Missed. Donald's not doing wrong. Right. This.
That
was
yeah.
It did. Missed. Oh, you finally go. Took it down. Well, that took a while. Alright, so the ship's floating there.
Okay. I'll drag the discombobulator robots over to the bridge window.
Uh-huh.
Can we talk now?
Point.
So, the
point
captain gives
it.
Another order.
Great. I go over to the airlock.
Okay. Well, let's see. No. Evil's always overconfident.
Oh, the evil. Gave it away.
Point at me. Point at the bug.
But anyways, two more come out.
What do you think you're saying? I think you talk too much.
Two more red ones?
Yeah, two more red ones come out. So what do you want to do?
Can I, before they close in and whack me, can I throw one of the busted ones at them?
Sure. That's just a normal attack, basically.
Yeah. But it's ranged.
That's true.
Please, the bugs, go to the back of the ship,
destroy the engines, yeah, and then push them into the sun.
That will take a while. Oh, five days later. Getting closer.
9:21.
Okay. Okay, so you damage one of them. As they both close in and attack. Well, actually, roll it. Damn, should have been attacked. Oh well.
53.
Once again, they're both faster than you.
Okay.
Okay, so they attack you, blah blah blah.
That's the second one.
20. So you take 9 points.
Ow. Oh, 9 hero points.
Subplot kills Donald.
Two months later, find a floating corpse.
You knocked one of them out.
That one looks familiar.
Let's go to reference.
Okay,
so let's see. You were doing that, and you were just kind of waiting for the next crime?
No, I wasn't waiting for the next crime so much as I was thinking about what the next one was, to switch over to it.
Oh, yeah.
So
you did try to talk to people, but you rolled really low, so you didn't find out anything about that one missing student.
I suppose I talk to Rad later, find out the investigating he's done.
Sure.
I go to the same group.
I tell you nothing! Oh, wait.
I go to the, that horror reading club.
Uh-huh.
To talk to him.
Okay.
Hi, guys.
So, what do you want to ask me about?
I'm kind of worried about one of your members, Jay. He got kidnapped by
people.
I don't know if any of you guys know anything. Saw anything that might help us check out where Jay went.
Actually, I totally missed that. What did you say?
I'm talking to the horror reading club.
Uh huh.
Do you guys see anything?
No. I mean, so make a go ahead and make a roll.
Did Jay call you the day before saying he's on for something?
Everybody?
No, just Rip.
I was walking in the room. I'm making
Julie. You're making Julie's dinner?
Yeah.
Plus, 14.
Isn't it, like, late over there?
Yeah, what time is it over there? 33.
Total? Okay. So basically, you do talk to a couple of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Who's Janet?
And they say, like, God, what's her name?
Girlfriend.
call her Jill and Joanna.
Okay.
So the two girls, Jill and Joanna, have a friend, Janet, who was dating Jay.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, all three had dragged him into some sort of, you know, little project that he was helping them with.
Oh, okay. So what was the project? Just curious here.
Don't know.
Where's Janet at?
She was some kind of orgy.
Orgy.
You know, college girl.
That's what I could do.
Three college girls and a gamer geek. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm a single girl. I can't even tell.
Yeah, she was telling girls.
So where's Janet live at? I want to see if I can talk to her, see if she heard anything from Jay the night before, whether he called her saying he saw something or anything like that. So I'd like to talk to Janet. You guys point me to where she is?
They don't actually know where Janet lives. I mean, they can point out to friends.
Okay.
And then you can talk to them.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so you talk to those two girls?
Yep.
So how do you want to go about this?
Hey, I'm here to support
you. True. So you try to charm them first?
Yep.
And then be subtle about their friend, or are you going to take a more long range? You know, just try to be friends first, or do you want to, you know, be more upfront and?
I want sex now. I'm gonna stay upfront. I'm looking for Janet to see if Jay told her anything about what he saw that night, so you got to get that or anything like that.
Okay.
If she was his girlfriend, she's most likely to.
Tell you're a female body inspector.
Make a charisma roll.
Sure. Female body inspector. Yeah, right. 9+.
Okay.
Would you hold it against me,
then? Yeah, yeah. 3. So you had a good body. You hold it against me. That thing.
So they say.
Wallet inspector.
I'm here supporting.
It's true. You are charming. So they say that. So Jay and Janet were going out and. He was helping them set up their it's gonna come out. Well, yeah, whatever. They have a cave.
You have a cave.
You know, they use for as a sort of a meeting place.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jay was helping them do the, like, lighting and stuff like that.
Okay, lighting, huh?
You know, lighting and, you know, the security, that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Get everything done. And, you know, they're also pretty surprised that, you know, that he disappeared. Because nobody, No, I guess the rumors have gotten around something snatched and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
it has been most of the day now.
Yeah.
And there's been two heroes walking around campus asking people.
Yeah. So, yeah, but, you know, they don't know why it was snatched.
Do you guys know if there's any, like, archaeological old stuff in the cave that you might have stumbled across or whatever?
What's that evil looking statue at the back of the cave? We just ignored it. No, they don't think so.
No, this is just a.
They don't see any sort of writings or anything like that.
Because I typically have professional interest in old caves and stuff like that. I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Oh, okay, make a roll. Make a roll.
7+.
That's code for I want to join Georgie.
Well, they say that they can take you there tonight.
Okay.
You know, after their classes and stuff.
Oh, of course. Got to keep up with your studies.
Yep.
Meanwhile, where's I'd like to talk to Janet and see if Jay called her last night.
Okay, so they give you Janet's, like, dorm address.
Okay, I got that.
Okay, and then you go visit Janet?
Sure.
Just in case Radish stumbled on something.
Yeah.
Were you going to do anything? So after you confronted the girl and she ran away.
Yeah, I'm just going to follow, see if they get together tonight like before.
Oh, okay.
Talk about things. Which means that I'm going to meet them in tonight,
okay.
Basically.
That's true. Okay, so we'll go back to Rick.
Okay.
Okay, so you go over and visit Janet. And she answers the door and says, oh, okay, let me see.
She's not like radiating evil or anything like that.
Nope.
Okay.
No, you know.
How could you tell?
Occult lore. Occultist.
Come on.
Nothing's
wrong here.
Hi, Janet.
There's
okay.
People rolling dice.
Were they
selling stuff?
No, not yet. Okay. Oh. Hi. She does recognize you.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, you are sort of well-known.
Okay. Hi, Janet.
In certain circles.
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, archaeology type stuff. And, you know, people will visit the museum. Your face is plastered
everywhere. Everywhere.
She's been on the news, right?
You've
been on the news before.
Yeah, you have been on the news.
I've been on the news. You've got the archaeology thing and the superhero thing. Yeah. Hi, Janet. I'm looking into, I guess, your boyfriend Jay's disappearance.
Oh yeah, it's not horrible.
It looks to be related to a.
It's not that great, actually.
Museum.
Okay,
that's
okay.
So I'm interested in trying to find.
The damage to undead, though.
Really?
Yeah,
that's true.
I was wondering if you saw something suspicious last night, anything like that.
Yeah,
good. Were you with her last night?
She was not with him. She says. She was.
Can I make the thing that adds my skill?
Studying with her two friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she looks like. No, actually, maybe not. Yeah, Rose McGowan. That's good enough.
Rose McGowan. She looks like Rose McGowan.
Oh,
God. How about the other two girls? One looks like.
Holly Marie and.
Yeah. Liz Milano.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Show me earlier. Damn you, witches.
I have no idea who these people are.
You don't watch TV, that's the problem.
Charmed.
Oh.
Okay, so.
Wait, Shannon Doherty is.
Was off the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, she should Shannon Doherty. Okay. So, the Janet looks like Shannon Doherty.
Oh, okay.
So we all know she's evil.
Bitchy. Slapper. Just for the hell of it.
Damn you.
See, I have no idea.
You know who Shannon Doherty is, right?
Vaguely.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't she like in Scream or something like that?
No. 90210?
Oh.
Heathers?
Scream. No, not in Scream.
Heathers.
See Heathers?
Been a long time since I've seen
Heathers. Two of Heathers?
Huh?
Anyways.
Yeah, yeah, she was one of the Heathers.
Yeah, I missed everything with this guy.
Oh.
You didn't miss much.
Apparently, Kevin's modeling the NPCs I'm chasing down after some TV show, so I have no idea.
Okay, so let's see. So she says she was with her two friends last night.
Oh, okay. Okay. fair enough. Jay didn't call you. Hadn't seen anything suspicious. You hadn't seen him yesterday.
No, didn't see him yesterday. Last time she saw him. Was in like yesterday lunch.
Mm-hmm.
She had lunch with him.
Yeah, I'll tell her that the thing stolen from my museum was a really ancient artifact. And usually, people that go to great trouble to steal really ancient artifacts typically have a reason. So I was wondering if I could look at Petra Cave and see if there's anything similar.
Maybe it's your arch nemesis.
Oh.
The French guy. Remember the French guy?
Your friend said they would be happy to. I just wanted to make sure.
No, the French guy. What's his name?
Really?
Yeah.
She seems a little annoyed at that, but she says, well, all right, I suppose.
You haven't noticed any, old stuff lying around.
In our cave?
Yeah, like pottery or crap like that.
No. It was a pretty clean cave when we got in.
Okay. Is it a natural cave, or does it look man-made?
It's natural. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so it
seems natural.
It's probably just a volcanic event instead of something man set up.
It's true, but what would they know?
Yeah. They're not cave masters.
No, but I would be, so I'd be mumbling and things like that. Okay.
Okay. So let's see. Peter.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Is that another time? Well, a few days later, the police, get back to you about that hook, the fingerprint.
Yeah.
And they didn't find any matches.
Not forever.
Thank you, officer.
Can you tell age?
No.
Put the hook in the armory.
I mean, could you tell if it was a child versus an adult? So it was definitely a child's fingerprint.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to tell sex.
You can also tell things like any scars.
Okay, no scars.
That are on that particular finger, or if they did serious manual labor with their hands.
Right. No, it's just like some sort of kid.
Or midget.
Or it could have been a midget, I suppose. Someone with small fingerprints.
You mean small.
If only I knew any lost children I could ask about that sort of thing.
Oh, well.
Should have spent your hero points on that, fool. You can ask the Lost Boys if you want.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The Lost Boys.
Not as so they know every freaking kid on the island, but sure.
It's on your sheet.
Yeah, go ahead and roll.
Back on my sheet?
I wonder what's in the back of his
sheet. Back on my sheet.
Yeah, well, Jojo kid has Holly. I'll release the Star Sapphire. No, this must be back to you.
It's on my sheet.
It's
my sheet.
I just printed it wrong. Or I shuffled it wrong. I'm going to put it back in the printer for a second. Okay. But anyway.
I asked.
Alright, so you asked Lost Boys for what?
If any kids on the island, if you're interested in me, that sort of thing.
Oh, you mean the hook? You mean the hook I put there?
Okay.